AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At least 18 weather-related deaths have been reported in the Northeast. As the work week begins, the heaviest snow fell from New York north into New England. New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani says the work there continues.
Our goal is for all services to be fully restored by tomorrow. With all streets cleared, students back at school in person, and our city back to normal, albeit with a lot of snow piled up. I am grateful to all the New Yorkers who heeded our guidance to stay inside and to practice caution, and to every person who contributed to the citywide effort that allowed us to endure this storm successfully.
Utility officials in New Albany, Mississippi say some homes and businesses could be without electricity for at least a week. In nearby Oxford, many residents and the University of Mississippi students there are without power. The Federal Aviation Administration says 7 people were killed in a private jet crash in the snow in Maine.
An audio recording from liveatc.net indicates the private jet crashing and flipping over at Maine's Bangor International Airport soon after takeoff.
Aircraft upside down. We have a passenger aircraft upside down.
The FAA says 7 people were killed. A crew member did survive with serious injuries in that crash of the Bombardier Challenger 600 during Sunday's snowstorm around 7:45 p.m. Airport Director Jose Saavedra.
We had crews on site to address the weather event that we had on board.
The Bangor Airport was shut down after the crash. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he had a very good call with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the latest deadly shooting in Minneapolis involving a government officer, and said they're now on a similar wavelength. A federal judge is hearing arguments on Minnesota's immigration crackdown. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A senior French government official says the memory of French soldiers who died in Afghanistan should not be tarnished by President Trump's false claim non-U.S. NATO troops avoided the front line.
I don't know what more I can do to tell them that we are thinking of them, that we are by their side, that we will not accept that their memory is insulted. Alice Ruffo, the minister delegate at France's Defense Ministry, laid a wreath at a monument in downtown Davos, Switzerland. Trump claimed that non-U.S. NATO troops stayed, quote, a little off the front lines in Afghanistan. The U.S. led an international coalition in Afghanistan in October 2001, nearly a month after the September 11 attacks. Alongside the U.S. were troops from dozens of countries, including NATO allies. 90 French soldiers died in the conflict. After facing criticism, Trump appeared to backpedal and praised British soldiers who fought in Afghanistan. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.